For the first time in major college football, there is now a playoff bracket. Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Ohio State will compete for the FBS championship. That's the football bowl subdivision. Before this year, there was one championship game. The number one ranked team played number two, and those teams were picked using a peculiar formula with the help of computers, always a controversial process. And before 1992, the national champion was chosen by a poll of insiders. Again, pretty controversial. So now, finally, fans have nothing to complain about.
I think Baylor deserves that four spot.
It's better than both TCU.
8 days ago, you tell me that TCU is the number three team in the country.
The worst loss by far is Ohio State.
I think it's a combination.
That's what you do.
That's a combination.
All right. So a four-team playoff isn't enough to stave off controversy. So why not expand the playoffs to, say, 8 or 16 teams, so all the best teams get a chance to compete for that national championship? Heather Dinich of ESPN has one reason.
With only 12 regular season games and everyone trying to finish the season undefeated, when the margin for error is only 0-1 or really 2 losses, the officials at the college football playoff want to make sure that doesn't change, that every Saturday continues to matter for the postseason implications.
Another argument against expanding is how difficult it would be for students to manage the swelling number of games in a season. Here's Nick Saban, the Alabama head coach, talking to ESPN.
Where do we sort of cross the line here as to academics and playoff systems and fan pleasing and media attention that may have an impact how well they can do in other things that are important?
For the 60 or so teams playing in bowl games this season, they now have 3 or 4 weeks off before that bowl game, the same few weeks when most schools have their end-of-semester finals and term papers due. Any additional playoff games would probably fall on these weekends. So, are the doubters right? Would it be harmful to expand the FBS playoffs beyond 4 teams? Luckily, college football provides its own answer, the FCS. Big-time college football is the FBS, known as Division 1A. The next level down is the Football Championship Subdivision, a.k.a. Division 1AA. It already has a 24-team playoff.
To their fifth consecutive quarterfinals appearance, North Dakota State, the defending three-time national champions.
North Dakota State has dominated this second tier of college football in recent years. This year, if they go all the way to the championship, they'll have played 16 games. Finals be damned. Esley Thornton is a senior linebacker for the Bison.
It's an adjustment, but, you know, we found ways to work around it, and I don't feel it's affected my grades in any ways. It just forced me to adapt to it.
The way Thornton tells it, he and his teammates just do stuff like tell their coaches when all their finals are and squeeze in homework in any spare moment. We asked him, was there a time when football really got in the way, when the playoffs really made things tough? Here's the best he could come up with.
I had a final last year during our meeting time, and I just let my coach know, and we had to move our practice back to the evening for the whole team.
No big deal for the academic All-American with a 3.92 GPA and 3 championship rings and counting. The big-time college playoffs are locked in at 4 teams for the next 12 years, and they won't start for another month. But you know what? North Dakota State and the FCS playoffs are already underway. The Bison play Coastal Carolina this Saturday at the Fargo Dome.